As promised, you get three for the price of one when you come to Mountain Community. We had a sermon on peace from Marilyn and Faye. We had a sermon on servanthood from Ray. Thank you. I don't have pictures, so maybe we should just call it here. But I'm going to try. We have started a summer sermon series, and last week was our first sermon series on core values, the core values of what we believe in this church. Now, some of you say, Paul, you know, all these core values, you kind of made them up, didn't you? There's six of them, and they're on our bulletin here. They're on the front of the bulletin, but where did they come from? Didn't you just make those up? And the answer is no. The answer is, over the last year, I've spent time with any person or any family in this church who wanted to talk. And in the last year, we have valued our word together. We evaluated our congregation, and we evaluated how we worship. And in January, we adopted a mission purpose statement. That's where these core values came from. It's what you told me, and by the way, what the Bible says. Our verse for this year is out of Corinthians. And I hope you read that. We print that verse every Sunday. It's what we dedicate ourselves to here. So, core value number two is serving. Last week, core value number one we talked about was growth. And we had 10 children and youth worshiping with us, and they taught us something about growth. You may not have known it, but as they stayed here in our church for a week, some of you fed them, they ate a lot. The reason they ate a lot is they spent 10 hours a day out in Black Forest with Mennonite disaster services, changing people's lives. They were about growth. We're about growth. But today, we're about serving. And the tool that we're going to take away today is a table service. It's about serving. Thanks, Jerry, for making this work. Yeah, if Mary would hand those out, we'll give you a tool to take with you today. And as you receive that table service, I'm going to confess to you something. This sermon was 25 years in the making. Yep. I've been reading this story for 25 years, reading Genesis 22 time and again. I had some doubts. The way Abraham showed his faith in God, how does sacrificing your only son serve God? I didn't get it. And then how about those hard words in Romans that Mary read in Romans 6? It's provocative language, isn't it? It's an admonishment. It's a caution. It says the wages of sin are death. Excuse me? That's not politically correct to talk about that. And, by the way, I don't like somebody to tell me what's going to happen to me. And I wouldn't say that to my friends over dinner. It's so final. So stay with me as we explore two good word passages. They're for us in the 21st century. The big idea today I want you to take away is, in the Bible, there's good news
And there's bad news. You want the bad news first? Let's try it. We must serve a master in this world. We must serve a master in this world. The good news, we have a choice about who we serve. We have a choice between brokenness and light. Let's meet four amazing beings from the Genesis drama, and then let's reread Romans, a letter calling us to choose. Serving. Let's start with serving. You know, I had little idea what that really meant until I worked in a resort kitchen as a minimum wage cook 3 years ago. I learned what it means to have faith in something better. My cook job each day, by the way, I have my wife to thank for that. She got me that job. I couldn't get it myself. She was the restaurant manager. I was in the back as a prep cook. So I had to prep the meals. At 6 a.m., shortly after I chopped the day's vegetables, fried the breakfast bacon, the server staff came in. Their job was different than mine. They were assigned to kindly greet every customer and serve them carefully. Servant waiters must be happy, friendly, calm, committed to giving all, even when they were sick or tired or their feet were hurting. And their dirty little secret? As minimum wage workers, if their tips exceeded the minimum wage, they didn't get paid. That's true. I didn't know that. Many servers actually got paychecks for zero each month. I asked some of them, how do you make ends meet like that? And one server, she just smiled at me. She said, God will provide. That haunted me until I read Genesis again. It's in there twice. Did you catch it? God will provide. Now that's faith. Our congregation shows that same spirit as well. It's a hopeful faith. It's a simple trust. The tools for the journey today are reminders of service. How many times have you walked into a restaurant expecting your table to be set for you, the silverware there, the napkin there? Next time, think about who set that table for you. Who is the one serving you? Let's turn it around. Who do we serve? Who do we serve? Reread this divine drama in Genesis. A doting dad and Sarah, his wife, the mother, are called by their maker. The maker says, will you serve? They say, sure, I'll answer the call. Here I am, is what the scripture says. It's repeated twice again in this passage. Here I am. Abraham waits for the meaning after that call. And then he hears it. God says, sacrifice. So Abraham prepares for a journey. You saw it in the pictures. It's a journey possibly to despair. It's his only son to be offered as a living sacrifice by his loving father. Does this Genesis story remind you of another story? Maybe a New Testament story? Maybe an Easter story? Isaac, the son, asks his father, "Where is your offering?" He knows fear. Bound, he's placed on the altar. And by the way, this is biblical. This isn't what we do these days, but it's biblical. Serving God, the first fruits and the best fruits. Isaac was the best fruit of Sarah and Abraham, their only son. Now a fourth being enters. There's God, there's Abraham, there's Isaac, and now this fourth being comes through. It's God's voice through an angel, and it says, "Abraham, stop. Your actions justify your faith. Your servanthood justifies your faith. Redeem your son. Your faith will bless all descendants." By the way, you know who Abraham is? I think Ray talked a little bit about it. You kids heard it. Abraham is the founding father of three world religions. Because of his servant faith, in this story, he's the founder of Judaism. He's the founder of Islam. And he's the founder of Christianity. All three trace back to Abraham. So how about you? You have enough faith to sacrifice beloved life, if called? Are you willing to give all to serve God? Let's go to Romans. I'll be brief, but this is an important passage. The Apostle Paul wrote a New Testament letter to our church. The book of Romans was written when early followers of Christ were having some doubts. Actually, they were big doubts. Have you ever doubted God? Have you ever written something like this youth wrote? Serving? Does God really hear every person? Does God really hear me? Do you ever ask Creator God why bad things happen to you? Why are bad things happening to me and my friends? Why does God allow pain and brokenness to rule our lives? Paul answers it. He says, Christ taught us one thing. Don't give in. This letter in Romans challenges us. Will disagreement and denial, sinful denial of God's love, really bring us grace? That's the first thing he asks. And will sin bring us healing peace that we yearn for? You know the answer. Of course not. Of course not. When our old selves deny resurrection life, we begin to serve a dark master. But faith brings new life. Service, that's the journey to God. The only way to start the journey is to choose. Yogi Berra once said, you know Yogi Berra, the famous baseball star, he had a way of putting things that I couldn't. He said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Okay, Yogi. Well, we come to those fork in the roads. There's really only two ways to go, isn't there? On our journey, we get to choose. Do we serve God? That's one fork. Or are we in bondage? You choose. But service, the core value of our church, gives us hope. It helps us make that decision. Faith is a joyful service, and it builds peace. And we're about serving others with forgiving hearts. Now, this passage tells more. His letter about facing trials and worries in the life journey says, this is the hard part, we all will either become slaves or servants. Slaves or servants. Choose. We become slaves to darkness, brokenness, anger, sadness, loss. We disagree, or we serve the Master who sets us free. Let's grab these tools for the journey. Tools when we come to a fork in the road. So what do I do? In this world that we pass through, we can be powerless or power-filled. When there's petty sin, anger, denial, we're enslaved. When servant hearts free us from bondage, we lose lonely lives. Service in Christ's name lifts us to higher ground. It's spiritual ground where peace and justice destroy life's roadblocks. It's a spiritual battle. Yeah, it's hard. Paul says it's hard. And we have to pay special attention who talks to our soul. In a battle, pay attention to who's talking. Paul says, if you choose the world over the kingdom of heaven, you will earn your wage. You get paid. He says the wages of sin are death. That's pretty grim. It's pretty blunt. But is he talking about physical death? That's my question. What happens when we die to God? Right here? When we become slaves to lies and hurts, to kind of useless greed and destructive anger, lack of forgiveness, even useless gossip? Let's try this. Instead of the wages of sin or death, let's substitute another word for sin. Because that's a hard one, isn't it? Try this one on. The wages of anger are hate. Or try this one. The wages of unforgiveness are depression. That's what we have to live with. Jesus said it even better than Paul. And I like Jesus because he was eternally hopeful. He said, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love the one who is hating you. Bless and forgive the one wishing you harm. This isn't some wimp talking to us, folks. It's Jesus. It's Jesus' new commandment about serving in the kingdom of God. I hope we take that seriously. Let's close. So, what do you think about Abraham's faith? And what do you think about Paul's challenge to be a servant? Romans says God sends new birth and resurrection life through Christ. And in Genesis, we see God perfecting a balance in our journey. There's a balance. God creates worlds where the spiritual, that unknown that Abraham was walking to with Isaac, God balances the spiritual with the reality of our daily lives. I'd encourage you to study these truths. Here they are. If I live in darkness and I have revenge in my heart, it's going to bury me here and now. Put another way, if I seek the Christ life, the Christ-like light and life, I walk a new journey. Forgive, love faithfully, show a serving spirit. That's what it says in Genesis. So the tools for this journey are simple. Your silverware. I hope every time you pick up a knife or a fork, you think about serving. We serve because Christ taught us to serve others. It's in our purpose statement. Serve others, serve the community, bring light to a dark world. That's what Christ called us to do. And when we act on core value, number two, serving others, then the fork in the road becomes the journey to God Almighty. May we walk this path together. Amen.